There he is. That's Riley Green on Y100. What's going on? It's Hannah, and we have him on the phone right now. Riley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Still recovering from that weekend in Michigan last weekend. Long time no see. Are you recovered?
I literally took me 3 days to get over that bus ride back, 15 hours. I flew up there, so I wasn't prepared for it. But, I mean, it was great to be able to, you know, get out and do something. And you know, back-to-back nights was a heck of a way to kick it off. But I'm going to have to get back in show shape.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you think that you're ready, and then it's been a full year, and you're like, oh, maybe I'm not.
Yeah, but, I mean, the shows were great. I mean, I think fans are so ready to have some live music again. I mean, obviously, you've seen it. It's going to be a good year when we get back to work.
You're totally right. Honestly, I feel like you could have just stood there and stared at the crowd, and they would have been happy. Everyone was just so excited to be back in that environment again.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't think it mattered what I did at that point, which makes it a lot of fun to play, you know, and it was it's something I think everybody's missing right now, so I'm really excited about the opportunity to get back on the road.
Well, we're excited too, but I know that you still did a lot of things in the last year when you couldn't tour, including hunting. Listen, I know guys that hunt, but you seriously hunt, I think, more than any person I've ever seen in my life.
That's fair. I feel like I've had girls that I've tried to date tell me that, too. It was probably the fall of my relationship.
That's actually hilarious. I feel like I've been that girl where it's like, oh, so you don't want to hang out because you have to wake up at 4 a.m. to sit in a tree? Okay.
Yeah, it's been hard for me to explain that to a girl that I would rather go sit in the woods and freeze to death than hang out with her.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that is the make or break of a relationship, if a girl can deal with that. Or if they're, like, ready to hear about things like ozone lockers and dope heat. Like, I've learned so much about hunting in the last fall, and I want to know what a tip that you have is. We have a lot of hunters in this area. So what is one hunting tip that you can give them?
Well, I mean, in that same vein, there's 9 million different things they've got now for that, like scent cover up to stuff you can wash your clothes in to, like, stuff you can put your clothes in when you're traveling, all this. And I'm like, you just hunt the right wind. That's my thing. I don't know that anything's going to beat the nose of a deer, you know? So that's my thing. I've tried smelling like a tree, tried smelling like acorns, like whatever. I think if you want the wrong wind, you're out of luck.
All right. That I have no idea what that means, but I trust you based on your Instagram, so we're going to go with that. I see that you also started a YouTube series that is really cool. Can you explain what the Golden Saw series is for people who haven't checked it out yet?
Yeah, it's my great-grandparents' house that we turned into a music hall. And, you know, I grew up playing there, kind of learned to play there and learned to sing, and I just started bringing down songwriters from Nashville and letting them kind of tell a story about how they wrote these songs that everybody's heard on the radio. And, you know, it just became a really cool way to kind of stay in touch with fans when we couldn't go play live shows. It's been a really enjoyable thing to do.
Probably something you wouldn't have done if the world hadn't kind of shut down.
No, you're right. Well, I mean, it was something that I wanted to do because I wanted to shine a little bit of new light on that place, because, you know, the generation that started it is kind of passed on. I wanted to get some younger people aware and maybe get some people out there that might get their start playing out there. But I wouldn't have had the time, and probably wouldn't have been something that was done as well as it was had I not been for the pandemic. So that was a blessing.
And people have been receiving it really well, so I'm glad that you got to do that, and congratulations that it's doing well. I also read that you've been writing a lot in the last year. I know you released your EP within the last year, but can we be expecting more music again soon?
I do. We're actually going to the studio here in the next couple weeks, and we're kind of picking through. It's a good problem to have, but we've got a lot of songs right now. Obviously, with the time off, we've written quite a bit. So I'm really looking forward to getting on the road and getting to play some new songs for fans. That's kind of how I always picked what we were going to cut before. And, you know, not having that face-to-face reaction, being able to see it, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even think of that, especially with you releasing an EP. I mean, one of the most exciting things, I guess, for an artist is get to play that music, and you release this new stuff, and then you don't really get to perform it in front of a crowd right away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, having a song on the radio is one of the most exciting things about being a country music artist, is you get to see every week the crowd sing that song louder and louder as they learn it. And you know, we haven't really been able to see it if it wasn't for trucks not being on the road. So I'm excited about going out and seeing what that's done for that song in particular.
Well, I'll tell you what, Charlie and I were scream singing that on Friday night. I'm surprised you didn't hear it. It was kind of embarrassing, but it was so good. And hey, we have to take a quick break here for a second, but I want you to hang on the line for a few minutes because we are going to go on a date. Get ready, Riley. We'll be back in a few. Y100, what's going on? It's Hannah. We are back with Riley Green. And Riley, I know that I've freaked you out enough over the years with the amount of times that I've told you that I'm going to let you hit me with a vehicle. So I figure we can move on to going on a speed date, doing some speed dating questions.
Speed dating?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're at that point of our relationship, right?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I'm already hit you with my truck. That's fine.
Exactly. We have to get to know each other before you hit me with your truck. Okay. Basically, I'm just going to ask you some really quick questions. Just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. Morning or night?
Night.
How would your best friend describe you in one word?
Rambunctious.
Ooh, that's a good one. Would you rather call or text?
Text.
Burgers or tacos?
Tacos.
Good answer. Full band or acoustic show?
Yeah, I'm acoustic.
Same. I feel like this is going to be a really hard question for you, so I apologize. Deer hunting or duck hunting?
Oh, that's hurtful.
I know. I had to throw it in there, though.
Duck.
Wow. All right. Was not expecting that. What is your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
The last show you binge watched?
Yellowstone.
I haven't watched that one. I have to get on that train. Two more. What is your spirit animal?
It's tough. Maybe like a really old, lazy dog.
Who doesn't want to be an old, lazy dog? As long as you're in the right home, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And what is something that people might not know about you?
Not a good speller.
Oh.
A very, very how it sounds. Okay. I spell it how it looks kind of thing.
Well, luckily we have technology to help us with that. No one has to know. Although now they do because you just exposed yourself. All right, Riley, best speed date ever. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this afternoon. I know you have to get going, but let's play your new song. You want to give us an intro?
This is Riley Green, and this is my new single, If It Wasn't For Trucks, on Y100. Why would it?